Coffee Gear affiliate site Brews Profits. In this week's first $1,000 story, you're going to learn how a coffee enthusiast brews up an SEO-driven affiliate strategy. What's that mean? I'm going to explain it. It's pretty simple, actually. Hitting her first $1,000 by offering thoughtful gear recommendations. So, as you might guess, this is part of our feature that we call Your First $1,000. How does somebody go from idea to income? How do they make it happen? What are those critical, crucial first steps? And perhaps just as importantly, what do they not worry about? What do they not do? Because it's so easy to get hung up on this idea that it's going to take 6 months or a year and lots of money to start an income generating project. And in fact, you can do it very quickly. And of course, then later you can optimize and improve and go on to make more than $1,000. But I actually think being able to do it in the first place is a super important skill. And if you gain this skill, you can go on to do so much more. So today's feature comes from Casey. Without further ado, I'm going to pass the mic to her. She's going to explain all about how she got this whole Amazon project going. Oh, I forgot to explain SEO-driven affiliate strategy. She basically has made this website where she's targeting specific keywords. People search for these keywords on Google and other search engines, and then they get to her site. And then if they click links, like to these coffee makers and other coffee gear, then she gets paid. I mean, that's basically the whole model. So she'll talk about how it works specifically. I'll come back at the end with a few words of wrap up.
I'm Casey, and I've always been that friend who obsesses over the best coffee gear. My kitchen cupboards are lined with pour-over drippers, espresso accessories, and every kind of hand grinder imaginable. While chatting with a friend about how tricky it can be to pick the right grinder or kettle, it hit me. There might be a broader audience of coffee lovers searching online for gear recommendations. So I built a text-based website dedicated to specialty coffee tools and techniques, structured for solid SEO and loaded with Amazon affiliate links. Instead of a blog, I made a straightforward website with carefully organized pages, choosing the right grinder, temperature-controlled kettles, beginner espresso machines, and so on. I spent time researching keywords, phrases like best entry-level espresso grinder or how to froth milk at home. My goal was to capture search traffic from curious coffee enthusiasts looking for honest reviews and practical buying advice. Every page includes disclaimers that I might earn commissions if visitors click through and purchase on Amazon, but I also wanted the content to feel authentic and helpful. So I wrote step-by-step guides, explained the pros and cons of different tools, and shared real-life usage tips. For example, my beginner espresso machines page lays out the difference between semi-automatic and super-automatic, with separate sections listing Amazon options at various price points. When I first launched, I posted links on a couple of coffee forums, places where home baristas gather. Initially, I got only a handful of visitors. To improve, I refined the site's structure and meta tags, making sure each page included relevant keywords. I also added testimonials from friends who tried my recommended gear. Slowly, the site started climbing Google for a few specific terms. I'd check my Amazon affiliate dashboard to see small commissions of $3 here, $5 there, whenever someone bought a kettle or a grinder I mentioned. Then the holiday season approached. People were obviously researching coffee gifts for family and friends. My traffic spiked in November and December, and so did the affiliate sales. Some people even bought espresso machines costing over $300, netting me more than $10 in commission per purchase. By the end of December, I'd surpassed my first $1,000 in total earnings. It felt surreal to make that from a purely text-based site. No videos, no fancy blog format. After that milestone, I doubled down on keyword research, added fresh pages on travel coffee kits and maintenance for espresso machines, and made sure to keep the content updated. People appreciate up-to-date references, like new model releases or discontinued products. Periodically, I'd check Amazon listings to ensure my links still point to current items. This approach, focusing on helpful text-based guides, worked better than I ever anticipated. Even now, I don't rely on flashy visuals or embedded videos. I just keep everything concise, typed out, and well-structured, offering proof that a niche site grounded in real knowledge can thrive with Amazon affiliate links. As a coffee lover, I'm thrilled to share what I've learned. And it's great to profit from it as well.
Big thanks to Casey for telling us about her first $1,000. These projects are so fun. They're so simple. And I don't want to say it's easy and like anybody can do it, because sometimes they don't work and there is a lot of competition out there because it's simple and easy. But I will say it's easy to get started. It's simple and easy to get up and running. And then from there, like, the value is in concentrating on the SEO and really kind of figuring out the keyword strategy, which changes over time. It's, like I said, a whole industry. And then creating the content, you know, and so on. Sometimes there's a customer service component. Other times you don't have to have any customer service at all. Like, you don't have to have a contact page. There can be no way for people to contact you because you're not actually selling anything. Your entire goal with the site is to get people to come, read a review or a recommendation, click a link, make a purchase. That's your business model. So as I said, it's a good model for the right person out there. And maybe somebody who's listening now wants to do something, perhaps not with coffee, but another category. Well, there are steps you can take to pursue that lead. And if you keep listening, I'm going to give you some more examples and ideas and steps. You can access the complete Side Hustle School archives, more than 3,000 plus episodes, completely free at sidehustleschool.com. And just subscribe or follow for more. That's it. My name's Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.